We played you a little clip of our Maria in our morning meeting. Have you been able to work out what she was talking about?
Let's have a go again.
My first one was in front of my mum and dad. Terrible. And then the second one ended up being with my future bank manager.
There is a guess in from Owen and Leash that says, was it Maria's first few public farts? No.
Maria, what were you talking about?
First kiss.
Your first kiss was in front of your parents.
Yeah, we were on one of those, you know, those like Haven holidays or...
Yeah.
What's the other place? Pontins or something.
Yeah. The ones Pontins? Dave likes to go on. Yeah. We're all crammed into a mobile home for
Excuse
way too
me.
Long.
They're very comfortable.
They were the best holidays ever.
Yes, Dermot.
Except...
Naysayer.
Well, I'll be in the West Wing if you need me. Kids will be in the East.
Yeah. Except when you're having your first kiss on the dance floor and your parents are taking pictures of you.
All right, so like it was like one of those discos in a holiday camp.
Yeah, and my sister was beside me slow dancing with another guy.
And would you
my
not
parents
have...
are very, very proud, obviously.
Would you not have asked, you know, the fella to take you outside? Like, or say, I'm just going out for some fresh air, man.
You know, it all happened so fast. Like, it's your first kiss.
Right.
Do you know, when you're like, oh my God, it's happening. It's happening. And you're not thinking of anything else. And then afterwards... Like mum and dad go, we got it on camera. And then obviously it was that time when they had to bring the camera into
get the pictures developed.
The chemist. So then your anxiety lasts longer for the whole situation because you have to wait for the pictures to be developed.
Yeah, but at least
then they show everyone.
At least it was back when it wasn't being Facebook live videos
to
by
and
your
totally
parents
would have been.
To everyone.
Yeah.
Why was the second one with your bank manager?
So we, I worked in a...
How to Get a Loan by Maria Devereaux.
Yeah, no wonder the Celtic Tiger. We see how it happened now. Come here, Mr. Bank Manager.
I worked as a lounge staff in a pub, like a local pub.
Right.
And the people that worked in the pub as lounge staff across the road, we used to meet up afterwards and then walk up to the garage and they used to give us free donuts in the garage because they'd be binning them anyway if they didn't get...
Living the dream.
Like, oh, listen. Like, those were the days. But I ended up kissing one of the other...
Lounge boys.
Lounge boys, and it was the worst kiss ever, and I don't know if it was me or if it was him.
Was it washing machine? Tongues going round and round.
Yeah, and like all of your makeup's gone just from around your mouth. It was terrible. But then a couple of years later, I went in to get my first bank loan, and who was the guy I had to deal with?
Oh, nice.
That guy. And I was like, oh God, this is the worst ever. Because I never saw him again after that night, and I was delighted with that.
So do you still remember what Max Factor tastes like?
I sure do.
Here's your loan. 5,000 euro, please.
How did you end up... talking about first kisses.
I was talking, so Ziz works in our marketing department.
We grabbed her this morning because she's part of this.
Yeah. We were chatting the other day.
I'm never telling you anything again.
I love you.
Everything you say to Maria is content for the show,
yes,
Ziz.
Exactly. But we were talking about, Ziz was telling me how she used to practice kissing before she had her first kiss.
Oh, please.
So, unlike Maria, my first kiss was probably... my first kiss was a window.
A window.
Because I think this is a thing. I've heard of this.
Well, yes.
Of girls practicing
there was a group
kissing.
Of people that encouraged me to do this.
Well, I don't get
so
it.
So our summers were spent in a mobile home with my whole family, and you know you forge like friendships and bonds with people when you're there every summer.
And with the window, apparently.
Yes, and with windows, obviously. But yeah, it was the summer of discovery. And people were, you know, shifting each other. And I had buck teeth, an afro, and a lot of facial hair. So the odds were against me for the shift. So when we were playing Truth and Dare and stuff, nobody wanted to kiss me. So in the lead up to my first kiss, I needed practice. And I was encouraged to practice on a window.
Okay, but
so
I don't... Dermot says he knows, but I don't understand why kissing a flat, glassy surface is in any way... like practice for anything unless you want to go around if you're going to upgrade from a window to like a bus shelter, like where is it possibly going to be useful?
I think it's a clear place to practice technique, I feel.
Yeah, I think.
But there's nothing coming back. I mean, I don't understand.
Well, it was either the window or the your arm.
Yeah.
That was
or
the
your
other
hand.
Choice.
Yeah, that was and that was done as well.
But you can understand your arm or your hand because, you know, they're moving.
They're fleshy.
Parts and fleshy. But a window.
I don't know why.
Well, hang on. Do you think
your arm will call you back and those patio doors I shifted, never heard from them again.
Do you think it helped? Like the fact that you had a window practice?
No, I'm terrible. I guess
you're still terrible.
I'm still terrible. I cannot. not shift. I just peck on the lips because I'm terrified.
Well, understandable. You're afraid that everything in front of you is going to shatter into 1,000 sharp shards and slice your mouth open.
On the upside, you're older now. You're not that innocent teenager and you don't look like Jerry Adams anymore. Yeah.
Not quite.
That is
not
true.
Quite.
That
I
is
lost
true.
A lot of facial hair over the years. That was good.
Oh, God.
You can let us know your first kiss experience.
Or your practice experience, for that matter.
Was it with the man or woman of your dreams? Or was it with your grandmother's front window? Let us know. 087-4100-102. 087-4100-102. You can email the show, DermotandDave at todayfm.com.
Here's you too. Get out of your own way.
We'll dedicate this to Ziz.
Today FM. You too, new from them, Get Out of Your Own Way, Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Talking about first kisses, Maria and Ziz, who works in our marketing department here, were having a conversation yesterday, and we were shocked to hear that Maria's first one was in front of her parents and her second one was with her future bank manager. And then GK says, Maria, that's a true sign of the banking crisis. It took Maria's fella a couple of years to go from lounge staff to bank manager. Is it any wonder we're in the state we're in? And then Ziz told us that she practiced on windows, and someone says, imagine the people walking past the house looking at a girl shifting a window. Yes. That's so weird.
Looks like the Walking Dead, except the zombies are trying to get out from the inside.
Grania's on the phone. Hi, Grania.
Hi, guys.
Where are you today?
Leash,
right. And what was your first kiss experience?
Oh, absolutely horrendous. It was in a field surrounded by cow stuff. And my friend was kissing his friend on the other side of the ditch. But I didn't really know your man, so it was like really awkward. There was no conversation, and then we just stood around after in this field.
Yeah, there was a bit of that when you were younger, that like someone was really determined to find their true love, and then as two spare friends, you just went, well, we might as well get off as well. Like,
yeah, exactly. You love his friend. He's really cute. He's a great kisser, and then it's horrendous.
Well, the whole thing smells of cow manure. I'm not surprised.
How was the kiss itself?
It was absolutely awful. I genuinely didn't kiss anyone for 2 years afterwards because I was so traumatized, and he had smoked beforehand. And we were only about 14. So I was like, I came home and I just put toothpaste in my mouth for about an hour, and my friend stood at the bathroom door laughing at me because she had told me he's a really good kisser, but she had kissed him the week previous and knew he was awful.
She was effectively pranking you.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. She was delighted with herself.
Did you ever see him again?
I see him around from time to time. I think nearly everyone has kissed him in the group. we've never spoken about it.
He obviously did all right for him, so he's got a good PR team, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you, it wasn't me that was promoting, that's for sure.
Ronnie, thanks a million.
Thanks, guys. Love
See
the show.
See you later. Thanks. Bye, bye.
I suppose your choices are limited when you're standing in a field in Leash. You just gotta go at what's on hand.
It's either that or the cow who's made the cow pat in front of you. Sally G's been onto us on Snapchat. We're Dermot and Dave on Snapchat, and she said this about her first kiss.
Hey, lads. My first kiss was behind a church, and to be honest with you, he tasted like salt. All I could taste was salt, so I don't know what lip balm he was wearing.
Salt? He just had a bag of chips or something.
What the hell? It's amazing.
One says, I remember kissing a girl once. I pulled back away from her and said, I'm sorry, love, I think I swallowed your chewing gum.
Right, that's totally gross.
Another
one says, mine was under a canal bridge with the best friend of the girl I wanted to be with, and we were joined by a group of lads who arrived with bags of cans, but we were in the zone, so you're just oblivious to the arrival of the other lads.
Mine was in Irish College in the Gaeltacht in Rossmuck in Connemara, and it was actually Maria, a girl from your hometown of Clondalkin. And obviously, you know, at that age of sort of 13, I was the size of a 7-year-old. And the girl who I was shifting at the back of the holla could have easily passed for 21, I'd say. She was about 6'4". I'm pretty sure she played second row for some team. And she had long red hair, and I remember people used to call her Duracell with the copper coloured top.
Oh no.
Her name was Deirdre, actually, and I remember being absolutely traumatised after, because it was my first, I'd kissed girls on the lips, sure, but never a Frenchie,
right,
you know.
So this was the first time you'd been invaded.
But this girl wasn't her first time, that's for sure. It was the sheer power of it. Like, I had to obviously stand up my tippy toes anyway. But the kiss was just so violent. It was like it was in an alleyway behind the hall, and you could hear the Kaylee going on behind us, and a lot of standing around, shuffling of feet. Or so, are we going to do this or what? Sorry,
are we going to do this or what?
She was definitely second row.
Okay, I'll kiss you,
said a little boy from Limerick, and then bang,
right.
It was so violent. I thought her tongue was going to actually just lift the top off my skull.
Oh, poor young violated Dermot.
It ended, and she just kind of strode off down the alley and left me there standing on bits of rubble and old flattened 7-Up cans, thinking to myself, what the hell just happened? But I tell you what, I walked home on air. That night, back to my chock.
You can let us know. Did you go back and tell the Ban on Tea your conquest?
Yeah.
087-4100-102 for texts and for WhatsApps. 087-4100-102.
I sat down in front of a plate of jam sandwiches and on tea on Vicky-Lean and said to her, it's Misha Farinish, it's Misha Far.
That's Keane and Somewhere Only We Know. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM, and you guys have been Snapchatting us non-stop for the last hour or so, telling us about your first kisses. We are Dermot and Dave on Snapchat, and McCleary says this.
Jesus, lads. My first kiss. I thought she was going to eat me. I thought, this is it. This is where it ends.
I know there's a lot of those in. I love this one from Brian. He says, lads, one of my first shifts was with a girl who was chasing me for months. So I went off at lunchtime in school one day. I was traumatized for months. It was like kissing a crocodile. I actually had teeth marks in my nose and my lips were swollen.
That's terrible.
How can we love with our hearts on fire?
How can we love with our hearts on fire? It's what Gavin James wants to know today. Well, the way you can love is by having a brilliant first kiss. And by the way, nobody seems to have had a brilliant first kiss. They're all terrible stories. Like, we got this one in from Paddy on Snapchat. Just one little simple description.
She was like a dishwasher, a washing machine, and a power washer all in one go.
Not good.
Yeah, because no one properly trains you, I suppose. And
I'm glad that no one properly trains you, because that would be a terrible organisation.
The information that you get is usually from the person you shouldn't be getting advice on how to kiss from. Do you know what I mean? It's like the guy who doesn't know has never kissed him. Right, you stick your tongue in your mouth and then rub it all around. You know, like... You don't get anyone teaching you how to kiss properly.
No, well, we spoke to Ziz from our marketing team this morning, who was told to practice on Windows and did exactly that. Amy's in Blanchard saying, hi, Amy.
Hi, Dermot and Dave. How are you?
Good. How was your...
I'm just laughing, just listening to that.
They're so funny, aren't they? What was your first kiss experience?
Well, my first, say, not proper kiss, was just a peck.
Yeah.
This guy that we were actually girlfriend and boyfriend, but we just held hands.
Yeah.
And he used to ask me for dosh all the time. That was his thing. But yeah, he was like, oh, do you want a kiss? Like, so leaned in, gave him a little peck in the mouth, and I went running, screaming up the road, and that was the end of that.
So you scarred the poor guy for life.
Definitely, poor bastard. Excuse me.
Well, that's probably a very accurate description, in fairness. Yeah.
When was your next one that you actually enjoyed?
That wasn't until I was about 12.
Okay.
Yeah, but I got locked in my friend's house. My friend picked me up. Now, she's about the size of a rugby player. Like, she wore a size 8, I think, in shoe when she was 11 or 12.
Right.
So you can imagine, like, the size of the girl. Like, and she picked me up, put me in her auntie's neighbor's front door, and said, kiss him, and locked the door. And I was just standing there, and we were both looking at each other. I was like, I don't even like you. And he was like, I don't like you either. And I was like... Right.
Might
so
as well
she shouted through the door. She was like, kiss him or I'll batter you.
There's the training you need, Dermot.
That's it.
Yeah, kissing out of absolute fear and terror.
There's helpful encouragement, and there's physically picking up your friend and locking them inside a house.
Yeah. Well, and did you eventually kiss him?
Yeah, we just kissed and got an over and done with. And I was like, I looked at him, I was like, you taste like digestive biscuits.
You taste like digestive biscuits.
And like, we're still friends now to this day, so like, we can laugh about that.
Oh,
like,
God, you know that's mean? Brilliant.
Oh, that's so cool that you're still pals.
Amy, thanks for sharing that today.
I tell you what, for all the trauma you've been through between the running away and the digestive biscuits, we'll send you a Dermot and Dave Asher Look At Us in That It t-shirt.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Amy.
Thank you very
much.
See you
later. Bye.
See you later, lads.
Danny in Tipperary says, my first kiss was at a teenage disco. I asked her if she enjoyed it and whether she wanted a bottle of Score Cola afterwards. So cringy. You're a gentleman,
that's
Danny.
That's right.
Yeah.
A bottle of Score just after you've scored. Quality. My first kiss was at the Midsummer Ball in Corktown. But I didn't realise he used tongues. And when the lad stuck his tongue in my mouth, I thought he was trying to murder me, so I need him in the ghoulies. I think we're going to need a collective show and studio awe for this text about first kiss. We've been getting a lot of them in today. I was very shy when I was younger and sadly didn't get my first shift until I was 24 in a nightclub. It was a great first kiss.
Okay, one, two, three.
Aww.
Brilliant. While youth lose control, Dermot and Dave on Today FM. If you haven't seen their live performance in Today FM, check it out on the Facebook page. We are Today FM on Facebook, and it is brilliant, and they are brilliant. Big things I do be predicting for Wild Youth, lads. And who knows, with my prediction behind them, they can definitely go probably somewhere.
Don't know if Dave and Carlo ever predicted what was going to happen in his life. Tell us about your first kiss, Dave.
Oh, my first kiss. It was a great story. There used to be a disco in Carlow called Rat Croak, where when we were teenagers, everybody used to go there. And there was this girl who was a couple of years older than me, absolutely stunning, the most beautiful girl in the school. And every guy wanted her. But I was considered like a school nerd, small, skinny, just a rake of a guy. But my friends were able to go up and start talking to her and ask her for a kiss, and they did. She gave me a kiss immediately. I asked her to be my girlfriend, and she laughed. A few hours later, we were still talking, and, well, this is kind of history. We ended up going out. We ended up staying together forever with three kids, two dogs. Now we're married, settled down. My first kiss was my last.
That is so beautiful. How many years are you married to her?
25.
25 so years.
Have you only ever kissed the one woman in your entire life?
Only her. Her and my mother, and that's it.
That not is the same way, I hope. That is beautiful, Dave. I love that. Amazing. Yeah. What's her name?
Joe.
Joe.
My God. That's so a story romantic. Of true romance.
And well, every story needs to have a happy ending, so. Most people are giving bad remarks about the worst kiss they ever had, but my first was my best.
And do you think Joe tells the story in the same fond way? Does she go, oh, I met this guy at a disco and I've been stuck with him ever since?
kind of like that, yeah.
Have you ever gone back to Rat Croak to see where it all began?
Oh, we have. We had a wedding there. And we go back every year.
Did you want to get to school disco?
The discos don't go on anymore. But they should bring them back.
Sure. Look, they're spawning beautiful relationships and making us all feel romantic and smushy on a Friday.
Definitely.
Think about it, though. For us, our local one was the Old Crescent Rugby Club in Limerick. Mm. And I don't think they do the disco there anymore. Because if you say disco, you get slapped or nobody knows what you're talking about. But because those things were like just the epicenter of our universes at that time, weren't they?
Oh, they were. They were the biggest thing that happened. We used to go on, there was one every week. And we started going and we got into six class. So it kind of went from there, you know?
Yeah.
That's first year, second year, and
The junior discos were the best.
Oh, yeah.
Like where you had no intention of kissing anybody. It was just a case of run around the fastest.
Yeah, having fun with your friends. It was more.
Actually, my strongest memory of a senior disco was when they would play heavy metal like triple play. They play Black Betty, something from AC/DC, and Bread Fan, a cover version by Metallica of another song. They play that, and I once won a headbanging contest, and my prize, because the disco was in the Portmarnock Sports and Leisure Centre, my prize was a €5 voucher for the Portmarnock Sports and Leisure Centre.
So, well, what could you buy with that?
A swim.
10 minutes of badminton.
No, one swim you were able to get. That was about it, yeah.
Well, congratulations to you and Joe, Dave, and delighted that you've got three kids and two dogs and you're all still very happy together.
Yeah.
We'll send you out a pair. Well, so we sent you out a pair of Dermot and Dave Asher Look At Us and That It t-shirts.
Thank you very much.
One for you and one for Joe.
Lovely.
See you, Dave.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
It's lovely to hear that, isn't it?
It's so nice.
I wonder, though, they can't tell if either of them are good at kissing.
Wow, well, they can practice on mirrors and panes of glass in the windows like ours is did earlier on, and then they can judge against that, apparently. Or your arm and your thumb, someone said, which sounds disgusting on a number of levels.
You're not your arm and your thumb. It's your finger and your thumb. And someone says, you do that, and then you wear the face off your hand.
It's like kissing the claw of a crab.
Wear the face off your hand. Anyway, however you want to practice, that's a nice story.